Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, to season 32, the kickoff radio show. This is the first time we've been on in a little while, but I expect that to change, guys. Every Thursday, excluding this one, of course, but every Thursday, we're going to have a new show, 11 p.m. Eastern, barring any kind of passing out by yours truly, of course. I plan on having a show every Thursday. Keeps the morale up, especially in the off season here. This is the Madden off season, of course. Anyway, we have a lot to go over for tonight's show. I'm hoping to get some callers in later, but if we don't have time, we can always get them in next week. Now, before I continue, I just want to make sure my mic is working, so I'm going to quick AOL real fast and just make sure. Guys, can you hear me? Can you hear me good here? I just want to make sure this mic's working. I haven't used it in a while. Hello? Okay, good. Eddie Grew, thank you for confirming that. So, now, I sent out a newsletter a little while ago, so be sure to check your email. We updated the website. We have the most current power rankings done by Big Dre, so thank you, Dre, for that. We also updated the expert picks reflecting week 1, 2, and 3 from Storm and yours truly. Last season, I believe I beat Storm by a little bit, but we'll see how it rolls this season. Storm is always good at that over-under and in the spread, so he's obviously a better. Anyway, I want to first and foremost officially welcome back to the league Mr. Roklo. It's great to see him finally raise enough money on the side of the street. I think he was playing the skin flute for money, but no judgment here. Whatever you have to do to get your PS4 and get back into the league, we welcome you back. Last time Roklo was in the MOF, he was 12-4, I think, or 13-3 with the Eagles. He made a pretty good run in the playoffs, but I think he was knocked out. Anyway, Roklo is a very good coach, so do not take him lightly. Also, Woody has agreed to take over the Titans for us. However, I just want to make sure you guys know he can only play on the weekends this month. He originally did not want to come back to the league because of that. So just be patient with Woody. You know, he's not going to have any deadlines. I'm going to exclude him from anything like that. Just Woody, whenever you can get your games in, get them in. We appreciate all you're doing for us. The Titans are not going to be fun. We know that, but we appreciate you helping us out. So the season is ready to go. The draft was a great success, as it always is. You guys did a great job. I want to thank you guys who took control for me as I went to Florida. I really had no doubt that you guys would do a great job. So you did. And the season is going to kick off as soon as the show is over, about 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Week 1, 2, and 3 will be open for your enjoyment. So good luck to those who play tonight, which I'm not really sure who's playing or not. But so I want to quickly go over the rule changes that the staff and I voted on. Now, I want to also tell you guys, coach requirements are very, very important. As you know, last season we based the draft solely on coach requirements. That is going to be the same way this season as in season 33. But inside those groups, we're going to go non-playoff teams, draft ahead of the playoff teams. So say if you get all your requirements done, 100%, that's great. But also Pettigrew got 100% done. But he made the playoffs and you did not, you will draft ahead of him. But if you did not make the playoffs and you got, say, 80% of your requirements done, you're not going to draft above anyone who got higher than you in coach requirements. So just keep that in mind. And coach requirements are your player stats. When you win a game, you must enter the game stats and the score and a game recap in and the scoring summary in League Central. That is also required. And, of course, the dreaded scouting reports, which I know half of you guys hate and half of you guys love. That is also required. And you must broadcast your game when you are the home team. If you have any problems or questions with that, just let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, AOL, whatever you got to do. Just I'm not hard to find. Just give me a quick holler, and I will help you guys out. So with that being said, a couple things were changed in the off season. The first thing I want to go over is the tackling cone and the kicking arrows. The kicking arrows are going to be allowed, so we're going to keep those going. But the tackling cone is now going to be turned off, so you guys must have that off before you play another game in the MOF. So to turn off the tackling cone, basically, you know, in offline, go to settings, visual feedback, defensive graphics, just turn that off. Just make sure it's at none before you play an MOF game. With that said, also, I know a lot of us were talking about playbooks in the offseason on AOL. We are going to keep everything the same. Custom playbooks are okay. You can do whatever you want. The only thing that is banned is the Eagles custom, the Eagles stock playbook, the run and shoot stock playbook, and the pistol playbook. They're all, you cannot use those playbooks. You can also, you can make a custom playbook off those playbooks, but you cannot use those because they have about, I don't know, two or three formations each. So just make sure the name of the game with the playbooks, guys, is just mix up your offense, all right? If there's a problem, people are going to notice. They're going to talk to me, talk to staff. I mean, just mix up your plays, try to play sim, play to your team's strengths, and you won't have any problems. Depth chart rules. We do not have any depth chart rules. I'm tired. Excuse the miscues here. But the only thing is we're going to also put a rule in. You cannot put a halfback in for a fullback when you're running a fullback dive. Fullback dive, also, you can only run that inside the 5-yard lines, either your opponent's or your own. So no more fullback dives, and you cannot put a halfback in the fullback position for a fullback dive. Fourth down rules, I think a couple things changed. Nothing really too much. Basically, fourth and one or less on your opponent's side of the field at any point in the game, you can go for it. Situations where it's difficult to make a field goal, you know, like win factor, if it's too long of a field goal. But this is only inside of your opponent's 40-yard line, okay? So if you're on the 45, obviously you're not going to make a field goal from 45 yards away. Who the hell is? So I expect a punt there, unless it's fourth and one. When there's 5 seconds or less left in the first half and you're throwing and you're in a throwing distance for a Hail Mary, you can also go for a fourth down. So that's only from about your 40 to your opponent's 40. You can throw a Hail Mary. Inside your opponent's 40, you should be trying to kick a field goal. Losing at any point in the fourth quarter, you can also go for fourth downs. And losing by 28 points or more at any time in the game, that is, I think that's a new rule. You guys can go for it if you're losing by 28. So I think that's a good rule. Now, there was a lot of speculation about the play-action issue. I know Leet brought it up in chat, and I also did some research on it. It's considered to be some sort of glitch when you guys have called the play-action under center, like an I form, a strong I, whatever weak I, and you hit R2 immediately after you hike the ball. Apparently the defense still acts like it's play action and it gives you another second or two to throw the ball. It's kind of like an underlying issue because in real life, if the defense sees you drop back and not hand the ball off to the running back or fake it, they're not going to fall for the play action. But for some reason, the game does. It's a little bit of a glitch. We're not going to put a rule in against it, though. I think we were discussing it, but we're not going to do it. We're going to monitor it closely. If it becomes a problem, we will put a rule in. But as of right this second, don't worry about it. Just don't make it a habit. Obviously, don't abuse anything, including that. Like I said before, the FB dive, fullback dive, only can be used inside your 5 or your opponent's 5-yard line. No more fullback dive when third and long and get a first down. No huddle offense was also a big topic in the offseason. I actually changed this today. I'm going to make an executive decision. You can no huddle at any time as a change of pace, no problem. But do not base your offense on no huddle, okay? I know some guys maybe use it a little more than others. Personally, I really don't use it unless I feel some sort of rhythm going on. that's about it. But do not make it your base offense, and we'll be okay. Defensive rule, we had one defensive rule that was changed. After you manually move a player pre-snap, you cannot change immediately after the ball snapped. So that's just like, you know, moving a linebacker to the outside. As soon as the ball snapped, you switch real quick to a defensive lineman or something. That's just the same thing as moving a guy, then switching real quick. So before the snap. So no more of that. If you move a guy, you must stay in control of him for the majority of the play. If you need to change to get after the QB or the halfback, that's fine after the play developed, but you can't switch as soon as the ball's hiked, okay? Because that's the same thing as basically moving two guys pre-snap. Of course, all this stuff is on our website in the email I sent. It's going to stay on the website on the main page. It's going to stay in every newsletter, all the rule changes, so, you know, no excuses. Now, also, something happened last season when I was playing Alex. I was going for an onside kick, and I accidentally hit the skip kick and just squibbed it down the middle, and I actually recovered it. He was on onside offense, and I was squibbing it. Later, I found out that it's actually, I mean, it's not a glitch, but you can recover the skip kick almost every single time if your opponent is in an onside kick formation return. I know the offense can easily just audible out of the onside kick, but you know what? We're just going to ban that altogether. You cannot squib kick when you're in an onside kicking situation. So don't do that, and we're good. Like I said before, the draft configuration changes. Again, coach requirements are always going to be number one, and then underneath that, all those groups, we're going to have the playoff teams, non-playoff teams, et cetera, et cetera. Also, I added a rule this season. Super Bowl changes. I know a couple of you guys asked about this a few times. Starting this season, we're going to rotate AFC, NFC home team for the Super Bowl, regardless of the record or who's the higher seed, whatever. All odd seasons, the AFC will be the home team, and all even seasons, the NFC will be the home team. So this season, this season 32, it's an even number. The NFC will be home for the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, you must play the Super Bowl in the Super Bowl stadium in the game. Every installment of Madden has the Super Bowl stadium as a selection and exhibition online. So you guys, obviously, I mean, whoever does make it to the Super Bowl, it's usually just fucking beast. So, oh, excuse my language. And also, you must give the league an adequate amount of time to watch the game. This wasn't a problem this season, but I know the season before, I think it was QPZ and maybe Pettigrew. I forgot who it was. But the Super Bowl was played almost immediately after the NFC Championship was played, and no one really knew what was going on, so no one really watched it. So I'd like to know, this way, you know, we can either maybe have a show, interview the two coaches, that would be great, something cool. Make it a little spectacle so everyone can watch and tune in and have a good old time. We have a nice long season. I'm sure a lot of guys have interest in who's going to win and all that stuff. So let's do that from now on. Now, the season preview, I completed the predictions. I just did not write everything out yet. I kind of ran out of time. I got home a little late. I made some dinner. You know, I'm in a new class at the gym, so I'm trying to coordinate everything together. Also, I'm not at my old job anymore, so there's no goofing off. So, anyway, I did complete the predictions. I just haven't written them out yet. I'm getting there. It'll probably be done by tomorrow at some point. Maybe I can do a little bit at work, but we'll see. Either way, it'll be done tomorrow. It's something to see. But either way, I'm going to go over each division. I'm going to give you a little bit of my prediction, but I won't give you a Super Bowl prediction or nothing like that until tomorrow. So I'm going to cue some NFL, some playoff music here. Let's see if I can hear that in my headphones. Yes, I can. All right, so I'm going to go over each division real quick and see what's going on. First, the AFC East. Beast is obviously back. He won the Super Bowl last season. Congrats to him. He's back with the Bills. You got Miami and Coach QPZ. QPZ was the Cardinals the last two seasons. He made the Super Bowl, actually, the season before last. So he was a good addition to the Dolphins. The Jets got Mr. Roquelo back. Roquelo has talent, but this is going to be his first time playing on PS4, so he might have some issues. And the Patriots have Coach Radar, who was with the Chargers last season. I think he was 5-11 with the Chargers, so he looks to turn things around in New England. Now, look at this division. And you obviously right away say, okay, who's going to knock off Beast? He's a three-time champion. The Bills are his team. I don't see anyone knocking him off. I think he's going to win this division. I believe Miami can be a wild card team. It's going to be tough in the AFC. The AFC is stacked, as you're going to see as we go along here. AFC is pretty stacked. I think it might take 11 games to get in. I think we're going to see probably a 10-6 or maybe even 11-5 team miss the playoffs. So it's going to be tough. But I expect Quincy to be there at the end. He's always been a tough competitor every season. I expect him to be a Hall of Famer, too, next year. So get ready for that. The AFC North, I think, could be the best division in the MLF, besides maybe the NFC South. But I think the AFC North is going to see every team with an above 500 record. You got the Baltimore Ravens, Coach Ron. With the Chiefs the last two seasons, he won the Super Bowl. That's who he beat. I'm sorry, yeah. He beat Hugh Peasy in the Super Bowl season 29 or season 30. So I Got a Sexy Wife is coming off two seasons with the Chiefs, including a Super Bowl title. He is with Baltimore. We got the Cincinnati Bengals. UK Cat is with the Bengals this season. Last season he was with the Steelers. He seems to really hover around the AFC North. I know he's a Bengals fan, so he's going to be tough there. Then you got the Cleveland Browns and Coach Pettigrew, who was 14-2 with the Bears. And I think through six seasons, he probably has the best record of any coach in the history of the MLF through six seasons. So that's pretty impressive. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, yours truly. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I believe I'll be pretty tough with them. I mean, we'll see what happens. But I think any team in this division can make the playoffs. I think they'll all be there at the end. I do believe that the Browns and Pettigrew will win this division. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I really think, I don't know, it's going to be tough. I think the Ravens and myself will be there at the end. UK Cat, of course, we'll see. Like I said, AFC is pretty stacked, but I still think Pettigrew will win this division. And the AFC South, it's a little, of course, Storm Down Burst is back with the Texans. Last season was a little off for him. The season before, he won the division, but this season, the last season was a little off for him, but I think he'll be back this year. The Colts got MMX, who was the Seahawks last season. The Jaguars got Dagger, and the Titans, like as I said before, have Woody on a kind of like a small-time basis. But, yeah, the AFC South, I think, will belong to the Texans, but I'm not really that confident in Storm, no offense. I think the Colts might give him a little trouble. And the Jags and Titans, I don't think they have a chance at all. But I do think the Texans will win this division close. It'll be close to the Colts. It can go either way. But I think I'm going to lean towards the Texans. Now, the AFC West is kind of a tale of 2-2 here. You got Denver, Canes, Bucks. Obviously, Canes, Bucks, that's John Healy. Healy is a great coach. He's been here a long time, won two Super Bowls. He's starting to get his feet under him here with the PS4. He was great last season with the Browns, almost made the Super Bowl. He was a little off. With Denver, he'll be very dangerous, and I expect him to definitely come out of this division and win it outright. Then you got the Chiefs, Coach Betts. He decided to go away from the Redskins this season and take the Chiefs. He took the Chiefs a few seasons ago, and I think he won the division, but I don't think it's going to be as kind this season. He'll be in the wild card chase, no doubt about it. But I don't think he'll have a typical bet season with the Chiefs. The Chargers have signed Combat Cook, who last season was the Jaguars, and his rookie season he was 2-14. Very, very poor. I believe he'll be a little bit better with the Chargers. I don't know how much better, but he did have some bright spots with the Jaguars last season, but they're the Jaguars. The Chargers are obviously a much better team, but we'll see what happens. The Oakland Raiders have a rookie, Mellow Money. Welcome to the league. However, you are the Raiders and you are a rookie, so I don't expect you to do much. That's okay, though. Just do your requirements, and you'll be a great addition to the league. So that is that with AFC. Like I said, it's stacked top to bottom. I don't know. I think the Jets, the Patriots, the Jags, Titans, Chargers, and Raiders are the teams that don't really have a shot in my eyes, but everyone else in this division or in this conference have a shot at the playoffs, definitely. Now the NFC East is without Coach Betts, which is very strange, but you have Dallas Cowboys bringing back Dee Panther. Last season, Dee Panther, I believe, was 7-9 with the Cowboys. This season, he's back again. As QPG says, he thinks Dee Panther has a secret crush in the Cowboys, and I think so too. This is his second season here. Usually, he takes the Carolina Panthers, but he's been taking the Cowboys, so we'll see what happens there. Then you have the New York Giants with Coach DeVito. Coach DeVito had a pretty bad season with the Vikes last season, but he ended up breaking his PS4 or maybe selling it for drugs. We're not really sure, but either way, he left the Vikings and now he's back full frontal with the Giants and ODB. He seems pretty confident with them. The Eagles have Trev Pop. Coach Trev was the Niners last season and was 10-6. Not bad. The season before, he was the Bears at 1-15. Very bad. I believe he'll be somewhere in the middle there. The Eagles are a good team, but I'm not really sure if it fits Trev's style. So, and the Washington Redskins are coached by Coach Jay Nice, who took the Dolphins to the playoffs last season, was 10-6, and he even won a game there, too. He beat the Chiefs. So I believe when it's all said and done, Jay Nice will win this division. I think DeVito will be there. He'll be close in the second place there. But I think Jay Nice just has a better – he's better, basically, than other buddies. But I would pick Jay Nice over DeVito. Sorry. I think Dallas and Philly will both be at the bottom of the league, at the division. We'll see how they finish, but, you know, 3 or 4 there. The NFC North, you got some new faces and one old one. You got the Chicago Bears, Trigger Dan. Had a disappointing season with the Broncos last season. I think he finished 8-8. Then you got Detroit Team KA, who was the Raiders last season. He also had a disappointing season. I believe they have both bounced back a little bit. You got Green Bay with Coach Cheaper. Cheaper is an adamant Colts fan, but he decided to draft the Packers right ahead of Storm, and I think Storm was pissed off for about 3 or 4 days there. And then you got the Minnesota Vikings bringing back Coach Crazy again. You might call Crazy for taking the Vikings, but down low, he didn't really have a choice. So, with that said, I believe this division will be coming down to 2 teams, the Packers and the Bears. I believe Cheaper will win this division, but I expect Trigger Dan to be right there with him, with the Bears. I think both teams will probably make the playoffs, barring any kind of issue. The Vikings and the Lions will be on the outside looking in. The NFC South will be a beast of a division, no doubt about it. The Atlanta Falcons with Coach Classo is going to be in a tough division, Classo. I'm sorry, but you don't stand a chance, bud. The Atlanta Falcons are not a good team, and you picked a really tough division there. The Carolina Panthers have Coach Brett taking the helm here. He took the Rams to the playoffs last season after winning the NFC West. He'll have a pretty good team in Carolina here. You got the New Orleans Saints bringing back Coach Pauley, who is our featured boy on the covered website. He lost his 4th Super Bowl last season. We all feel for Pauley. We all hope he can turn things around and maybe win one of these days. But picking the Saints again, very good choice. He did very well with that last season, made it to the Super Bowl, obviously. And then Tampa Bay is back with Coach Leap Penis. He was still considered a rookie, even though he's really not a rookie. But he had a great season last season. He was 12-3, finished obviously 12-4, but he didn't play that one game. He was 12-3, lost in the playoffs, and he's a beast. Let me restart this music real quick. Yo. So the NFC South is obviously going to come down to 2 teams. I think the Buccaneers and the Saints will be fighting for first place. I believe the Buccaneers will win this division by a game. I think the Saints will definitely be a playoff team, the 5 seed, I'm sure. But Tampa, I think, is going to win this division. Carolina Panthers as well, I don't know. It's going to be tough for them to get into the playoffs playing the Saints and the Bucs 4 times. They're really going to have to split those games or else they're going to be on the outside looking in as well. Now, the NFC West is pretty interesting to me. You got Seattle, Big Dre's in Seattle. He's a Niner fan, and he picked the Seahawks. San Francisco, new face, Latin Yank. He decides to leave the Jets to go to the Niners. Very impressive choice by Alex. I'm glad he finally left his comfort zone. I really hope he does well. It'd be nice to see him in the playoffs. You get the Rams and Casey Keith. A lot of people are high on Casey Keith this season with the Rams. Yeah, everyone says that the Rams fit his style very well. I hope so. And the Arizona Cardinals. I hope it to God. Hope it to God. Was the Ravens last season. He didn't do too well, so I'm hoping he can turn things around with a better Cardinals team. This division, I think my gut says Seattle, but you never know. San Francisco, Alex can do something. Maybe Casey Keith can do something. I'm gonna say Seattle wins, but it's going to be close. So there you have it. There's my predictions. Like I said, it'll be in writing tomorrow. I'll have everything, including the playoffs, so got to be a little dramatic for you guys and save that for you. I apologize in advance. But it'll be worth the wait, trust me. Okay. Now, with that said, I was going to take some callers, but we're actually almost out of time. So quickly, I'll go over the power rankings, the top power rankings for Dre, who does a great job, by the way. Thank you again. Definitely helped me out there. Number one coming in the preseason power rankings, obviously, the Buffalo Bills, the reigning champion beast. He's going to get the trophy this week, and he's gonna display it proudly. Hopefully, he can take it somewhere cool and take some pictures this time. Because last time, I didn't get shit, but I broke the trophy back. So take some pictures, don't break the damn trophy, and have a good time with it. The second-ranked team in Big Three's power rankings are the Saints, probably the runner-up. Last season, he is the seems like the perennial runner-up of the Super Bowl. So let the Marv Levy jokes begin. Paulie's gonna get it from all different situations. But you know what? The truth is, Paulie, he made four Super Bowls. Not many teams have done that. Maybe two coaches other than you have done that. So that's something to be very proud of. You haven't won one yet, but you will. I know you will. Coming in number three is the Cleveland Browns and Coach Pettigrew. Pettigrew, of course, had a great season last season. He's been a dominant coach year after year. Now he's the Browns in that defense, and he's going to be tough. Trust me, I have to deal with him. Coming in number four, the Denver Broncos, Coach Kane's very, very much better offense. Not that much of a worser defense than the Browns. So Kane's is going to be very difficult to beat. I'm thinking he can definitely win the whole thing if he gets hot. So. And running out of top five is yours truly, the Pittsburgh Steelers. He put me number five. Not really sure why. I don't really have that much confidence. I mean, I might be a playoff team, but I'm just not really confident in that division. So, but I appreciate the confidence, so thank you. As always, guys, you can check out the website, MOFLeagues.com. Tell your friends. Tell everyone you can. Just get the join forms going. You guys should be. I want you guys to recruit as best you can. If you stay on a forum or something, EA Sports forum, wherever you guys are playing lobby ball, whatever you guys want. If you find someone that you think will be a good fit for the league, send them over. You know, it's kind of tough getting guys nowadays because the online franchise has kind of taken over the online league world a little bit. Now these new guys, you know. They look at our league and they're like, oh, what the hell is this shit? You know, I don't want to change teams. I want to build my team. So they kind of poo-poo us a little bit. But once you get in here, things change because they see how good we are and how articulate we are. And, you know, we have a great thing going here. And it's I know you guys give me a lot of credit, but I got to give you guys credit too. My league would not be nothing without a lot of you guys. So, again, I thank you. Let's keep this as fun as possible. It's a great hobby. And I wish you guys the best of luck, even though I don't believe in luck. I think luck is for losers. But anyway, good luck this season. Let's bang it out good, and I will see you next week. Have a good night.